local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it's going to be a long Tuesday from the time we start this show, Mobile Mornings, ramping up through Election Day, and then our coverage that'll go into the evening on Super Tuesday. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, Jeff Poore joins me this afternoon at 1 on Midday Mobile.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long day. At some point, you got to find time to vote on
Tuesday.
That would
be correct. It's usually, I'm lucky because I can strike fast, like in between the morning show and the midday show. That's usually a slow time. You know, not a lot of people, you know, at like 9:30, 9:45 in the morning. It's usually when I go vote, and it's not bad. Mm-hmm. We'll see, though. It's a presidential year, probably a big turnout in this. All right, 7:06, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says clear, cold, and dry for the next few days. That's good news with the river flooding going on. We'll get more from him coming up right after we check traffic.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. You do have a couple accidents in the clearing stages. I-10 eastbound at the Loxley exit involving a truck, also north and a Dolphin Street, but tow trucks are there. And also construction will slow you down on the Concord Causeway throughout the day with intermittent lane closures, but for now we look great with no major backups or delays. Disturbance of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. As we roll into spring, the MSA will be hosting sporting events involving golf, lacrosse, softball, tennis, track and field, cycling, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball, and more. Get all the details on those events by visiting Mobile Sports Authority and check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
We're going to be putting our Vice President Mike Pence in charge. And Mike will be working with the professionals and doctors and everybody else that's working. The team is brilliant. I spent a lot of time with the team over the last couple of weeks, but they're totally brilliant. And we're doing really well. And Mike is going to be in charge. And Mike will report back to me.
As President Trump from that presser yesterday evening talking about the response for coronavirus, Vice President Pence in charge of this, Alex Azar there as well. We'll talk more about that in a second. Coming up this hour on Mobile Mornings, Mobile Mardi Gras bigger than ever. The numbers are in. We'll tell you how big that is. Also, continued flooding concerns out there as the rivers in our area, mostly the Mobile River and its crest, affecting neighborhoods in Satsuma and Saraland and up and down the Baldwin County, Monroe County, Clark County, Washington County. We'll give you more details on that. Plus, Dr. Bill, we'll talk about this dry patch on the way. Plus, Girl Scout cookies for sale?
Yeah. And my weight going up at the same time. That's how that usually works when the Girl Scout cookies go on sale.
All right. We'll give you details on where to find some cookies close to you. And also on the way in sports.
Well, we got some teams in Birmingham playing in the state championships for basketball. I'll give you an update on how those are going. Also, some SEC basketball last night. And the NFL Combine Week rolls on in Indianapolis.
And you know this is a leap year, right?
Yeah.
That means we got an extra day coming up Saturday, right? Saturday, the 29th of February. How do you celebrate leap years? Free beer.
Sign me up.
That's what the folks at Miller Lite are saying. I'll give you details on your leap year free case of beer coming up in just a second. Now, the latest on the president's reaction here to the coronavirus, what we're doing stateside, and what effect, if any, it's going to have going forward on the United States. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
To begin, the president sought to assure the American people.
The level that we've had in our country is very low, and those people are getting better.
But should the virus spread, Trump says his administration will be ready.
We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to as the disease spreads, if it spreads.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among many in Congress who have said that the president's response to coronavirus so far has fallen woefully short.
What he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time.
The president has requested $2.5 billion to respond to the coronavirus. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries says that's completely off the mark.
My personal view is that it's inadequate and that the administration appears to have been caught off guard as it relates to addressing the coronavirus, and hopefully they will turn things around.
Even House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks the $2.5 billion is too low.
We want to make sure there is enough money. We could always come back. I think $2 billion is a little low on the side. I think we're probably looking at $4 billion.
Now the president says he'll take whatever Congress is offering.
We're requesting $2.5 billion. Some Republicans would like us to get $4 billion, and some Democrats would like us to get $8.5 billion.
And, says the president, whatever it is,
we're going to spend whatever's appropriate.
In addition to the funding issues, Trump has named Vice President Mike Pence as the point man to lead the nation's response to the coronavirus.
I'm having everybody report to Mike.
Many in Congress have been calling for the president to name a czar to head up the response.
I don't view Mike as a czar. Mike is part of the administration.
As for the virus's effect on the stock market?
The stock market is something I know a lot about.
But President Trump stresses the U.S. economy remains strong.
Even before the virus, we're doing great. Other countries have not been doing great. Our consumer is very, very strong, very powerful economically.
For now, the president says the number of cases of coronavirus in the U.S. remains low, and his whole of government approach aims to keep it that way. Steps to achieve that will include additional screenings, travel restrictions for those coming from China, for example, where the virus is believed to have originated, treatment of those who have the virus, vaccine development, and protective gear. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
And speaking of the protective gear, too, they're saying, you know, we've got these shortages on those masks that you put over your face to, I guess, filter out whatever contaminants out there. CDC also saying that those aren't a sure thing either. And I hate to ruin the stocks of those companies that have been going through the roof on those masks, but they said that's not a sure thing either. All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5. I want to update something here on this flooding story, and we'll talk more about this with Dr. Bill. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks here, as a lot of neighborhoods or a lot of houses in neighborhoods that are east of 43 in Saraland and Satsuma are either close to getting water in them or have water in the yards or water in the homes there. Now, this note from folks at Fox 10, say, a note from Saraland City Schools, they're now requiring each student needing to walk home after getting off a school bus to have written permission from a parent. Written note must be signed by the parent and state the child who attends Saraland Elementary School, Saraland Middle School, or Saraland High School has permission to walk home. Furthermore, students who are unable to get to school because of the flooding will be excused. That's all according to a letter by Superintendent Aaron Milner, which was posted yesterday to the Saraland City School's Facebook page. Permission note allowing students to walk home can be presented to the bus driver. Saraland City Schools say it's policy that students of the Saraland Early Education Center must have a parent present at the bus stop in order for the student to be dropped off. Temporary requirement for permission notes is being put into place because the area is affected by flooding of Bayou Sarah and buses unable to safely travel those affected areas, so a centralized bus stop is being used. So the kids are, I guess, rafting in to where they get on the school bus. And then we'll need to have that note to be dropped off to walk home because the bus can't get them to right there by the house. So that's some of what's going on right now. We'll find out more from Dr. Bill about this dry patch that could be good news for the flooding as that goes down. Check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A medical clinic in Northwest Florida will be back open this morning after being closed for several hours on Wednesday. The White Wilson Medical Center in Fort Walton Beach shut down after a man who had recently traveled overseas came into the clinic with flu-like symptoms. The clinic contacted the Florida Department of Public Health amid concerns over the coronavirus. Anyone who experiences flu-like symptoms after traveling overseas should call the Public Health Department for instructions rather than going to a local medical clinic. Relatives of a 16-year-old girl killed in Biloxi say they thought the teens charged in her death were her friends. Biloxi police say 16-year-old Madison Harris was shot dead inside her own home. Officers confirmed the five suspects, ages 15 to 17, tried to rob her. TripAdvisor names Pensacola Beach one of the best beaches in America. Pensacola Beach took the fourth spot in the travel site's list. One review says the white sand squeaks as you walk. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and we were talking about getting your yard and landscape done and finished and looking perfect, but you said there's another step.
In my opinion, okay. The icing on the cake really is landscape lighting, especially right now. I mean, it's dark at 5:30, and if you want to extend the enjoyment of that new front yard or backyard, or if you just want to wow everyone.
Yeah, you want to show it off. I'll say it.
Landscape lighting really is the best way. In a number of ways, we do that with uplighting the trees and path lights and backlighting a couple of different things. I mean, it really is the icing on the cake.
Y'all are very specific about that. It's not just throwing some lights out there. There's reasons to put a light here, there, and somewhere else.
Right. There's a science to it, and we don't want it to look like a runway. So, you know, we take design elements into it. And another thing is that the landscape lighting now is all LED, so it's lasting much longer. It's using a tenth of the power, and it's about half the price it used to be about 10 years ago.
All right. We want to get lit up. Let's give you a call. How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 716 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a tough day in Birmingham yesterday for a couple of our local teams that are competing for AHSAA basketball state championships. It was day three of the final four games. 5A and 6A teams took the court. BC Reigns boys team lost to Bessemer City 64-55. Bessemer City will now face Huffman on Saturday for the 6A title. And the LaFleur boys team fell in the 5A semifinals 49-44 to Fairfield. The Tigers will now take on Centerpoint for the 5A championship on Saturday. Today in 7A, we have the last semifinal games with McGill-Tulin's girls facing Spain Park at noon. Then the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. Tomorrow morning, the St. Luke's girls team plays Spring Garden for the 1A state championship. The T.R. Miller girls team will face Pisgah for the 3A title at 12:30. And the Williamson boys team will play Talladega for the 4A title at 5:45. In SEC basketball last night, Florida handled LSU 81-66. The Tigers have lost five of their last seven games. South Carolina beat Georgia in overtime 94-90. Arkansas crushed Tennessee 86-69. And Missouri got their first SEC road win of the season, beating Vanderbilt 61-52. At the NFL Combine in Indianapolis yesterday, the offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers all met with media. Former Auburn left tackle Prince Tegu-Wanoho had arthroscopic knee surgery and announced yesterday that he will not only miss combine workouts, but also won't be available to work out at Auburn's Pro Day next month. Wanoho plans to host a private workout for NFL teams in mid-April. Former Alabama right tackle Jedrick Wills is expected to be drafted in the first round of this year's draft. Yesterday, he told media that he chose to go to Alabama in order to develop into an NFL player.
That was one of the reasons why I chose Alabama. Just felt like they were going to develop me to be the best offensive lineman I could be. And at the end of the day, they did their job. And I feel like I came in and day out to work and put in the work to be here. So.
When Wills is selected, he'll become only the third Alabama right tackle under Nick Saban to be drafted. Former Georgia running back DeAndre Swift is one of the top backs in this year's draft. Yesterday, he told media that his toughness is one of the reasons a team should select him.
You got to be tough. You got to be willing to attack no matter who's coming through that hole. I mean, that's part of the job. That's what I signed up for. So you got to be ready at all times.
And finally today, meeting with the media is over and the fun begins. Quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers will hold on-field workouts for teams. They're set to start at 3 p.m. on the NFL Network. 719 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Your alma mater may be facing a higher IRS bill thanks to a 1.4% excise tax on investment returns earned by some private colleges. It affects schools with more than 500 tuition-paying students and at least $500,000 of endowment per student. There are about 30 schools that fit the bill, including Harvard, Duke, Princeton, Stanford, and Notre Dame. College administrators have said the tax may hurt efforts to provide generous financial aid. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug. Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've had no new accidents in the roadways. Concord Causeway, again, will have construction work that'll shut down lanes, so keep that in mind if you travel in that area. I-10 eastbound at the Loxley exit, still got an accident involving a large truck, but no injuries or road blockage. Should be affecting traffic. School zones are going to be busy. Watch your speed again, back it down to 20 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We're checking in about 10 minutes with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Full weather discussion, end of this work week, the weekend ahead, and the dry weather that's going to hang around for at least a few days. Great news here as we hopefully get those river levels down, that flooding under control before the next bunch of rain heads our way next week. So we'll talk to him shortly. Also, I want to, what you and I were just doing off air, let's let people know, because we talk about the 40 plus hours a week of live local programs that we do here at FM Talk 106.5. I mean, we're live, we've got a show every day of the week, even on weekends. We're live and local. We put this up in podcast form for you, and you can go get it a la carte from the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast. We also suggest, so the best way to do it is to subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher.
Yeah,
iTunes for obviously iPhone, Stitcher for Android Luddites like me.
I mean, I have the list right here. I can go right down at Apple, Castbox, Deezer, Radio Public, RSS feeds, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. So plenty of options to get the podcast.
Okay, so you get that podcast. And we do ask you, just a quick side note, give us a good review on there. You like what we're doing? Give us whatever the emoji is, stars or thumbs up or smiley faces or whatever. Give us the max there on your reviews. It means a lot to us. Drop us a note. But the other thing you can do, and we were just doing, we're searching our own podcast as well for some audio we need to get for something. Google. The way our podcasts go up, you can Google the name of the radio station, the name of the show, and something about that episode you want to find. And Google does a great job searching our podcast and finding it for you.
Yeah, just use some keywords. Obviously, put our station in front of it. And just for instance, I searched Aldot, FM Talk 106.5 Aldot, and got an interview that Sean had early last year where we first learned about some the tolls on the bridge, and it was that easy. I pulled it up and was listening to the podcast pretty much immediately.
All right, so you can use that feature as well. So just check it out. It's all waiting for you online right now. And thank you, Mr. Safety, on the text line. And I hope Mr. Safety had to have pulled over before he texted. Said there's a tractor-trailer wrecked at 158 at Catfish Junction. Tractor-trailer on its side completely blocking 158. Now, that's Industrial Parkway. This is going to be east of 65, where Catfish Junction is, between 43 and 65 on 158. Saying right now that accident just happening and getting word here on its side, completely blocking. So I guess east and westbound 158. We'll get more from the traffic department coming up in just a couple minutes with Kane. And I mentioned, you know, Saturday is still February. It's February 29th. It's a leap year.
Yeah. And how about those leap year birthdays they get to celebrate this year?
That's right. Thank goodness. Yeah, they're only, some people are only like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah. Four-year-olds getting their driver's license.
Even though they're looking older than that. And how do you celebrate a leap day on a leap year? Well, Miller Lite has announced that this Saturday, February 29th, they're celebrating leap day by giving everybody a free case of beer.
Heck yeah.
How they're going to pull? Okay, so here's the deal. You'll go get a free 24-pack of beer. You buy the case of beer, then you send your receipt in, and they refund you the cost on PayPal. So if you have PayPal, not get signed up for PayPal, you go get the case of Miller Lite. You enjoy the case of Miller Lite or whatever you're up to with it, and you then send the receipt in to Miller Lite. If you'll go, I'll put the link up on the Twitter feed where you can go and see all the details. This is the first time Leap Day has fallen on a Saturday, by the way, since 1992.
Mm.
So it's a weekend. You can drink all the beers on the weekend, unless you know, like some people maybe have given that up for Lent.
Exactly.
Now you have to just let those sit and chill for another 38 days.
Well, you asked how they're going to pay for this. I just figured it out. It's cross-promotion here. They're getting people to sign up for PayPal so they could send you the money back. This must be PayPal and the beer company getting together to pay for this.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe, hey, it works.
Yeah. The important thing is you're not paying for it.
That's right. That is, Miller Lite's going to post up the QR code to its Instagram and Twitter accounts on Saturday. You scan the code, and then you use that. The code will take you to a site where you can submit a receipt for your 24-pack of Miller Lite purchased on Leap Day. The cost of your case will be refunded to your PayPal account. That's it. You actually get a free case of beer from Miller Lite. So how about that, huh? Put the link up right, click right now up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Also, I saw that the bill we had talked about, I guess, last week with State Auditor Jim Ziegler, SB 83, has made it out of committee. It would be a bill that would remove the job of state auditor, move it out of elected position. We'll talk about that coming up. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Fairhope police are investigating how a man died after finding his body inside a home. Law enforcement officers arrived at the home on Miller Avenue early Wednesday morning to evict the man who was living there. After hours of no response, they went inside the house and found the man dead. Opening statements begin today in the trial of an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida during a statewide crime spree. Joshua Edwards reportedly kidnapped
kidnapped the woman as she was pumping gas at a Circle K. The victim says Edwards raped her at Bill Dixon Park before stealing a car from another woman. In Satsuma, concerns continue to rise right alongside the floodwaters. Roger Fleshman tells News 5 the water is threatening his home now. He says one of his neighbors had to use a raft to get out their front door. Fleshman hopes the water recedes quickly, but says if it comes up 3 more feet, it could cause some serious damage to his house. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Coronavirus has led Goldman Sachs to revise its prediction for the market for the rest of the year.
It expects no profit growth for American companies this year. No profit growth. That's what the stock market measures, right? Profits of companies. It expects U.S. companies to lose money in the first half of the year because of the coronavirus. And if it is a pandemic, a prolonged pandemic, the worst case scenario, you would see a recession in the U.S.
Correspondent Christine Romans. Winter storm warnings extend from northeastern Ohio through western New York and along the Canadian border with the New England states.
This is a big windy storm, and it is going to really get cranking today. We've already seen some wind gusts around 45 miles per hour.
There's meteorologist Chad Myers. In addition to the high winds, travel will be made difficult in the region due to snow producing blizzard-like conditions. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Columbia Gas of Massachusetts has agreed to plead guilty to a federal criminal charge and pay a $53 million fine after deadly gas explosions and fires rocked three communities north of Boston in 2018. NiSource, the parent company, has agreed to sell its operations in Massachusetts as a result of the disaster in which an 18-year-old man died and nearly 25 others were injured. Andrew Lelling is U.S. attorney for Massachusetts.
Columbia Gas, through a pattern of flagrant indifference in the face of extreme risks to life and property, knowingly violated minimum safety standards for starting up and shutting down gas pipelines.
Combustible fuel leaked into homes, damaging 130 structures. Anheuser-Busch InBev reported lower quarterly profit, blaming higher costs and lost market share in the U.S. to hard seltzer makers. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $47.31 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
From the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, they've had to reset the lights more than once at Moffett Road and Wilmer Road. And again, they're still working the accident off the Loxley exit, I-10. Car left the roadway and a truck was involved as well. And we've got a vehicle fire now at Theodore Dawes Road, the ramp to I-10 westbound. So plenty going on this morning. Watch your speed as well in those school zones. At Springhill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $188 a month for 36 months with $39.99 down. Model number 4430. See them at SpringhillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, get to Dr. Bill 1 second. Do want to update that once again. Additionally, in traffic issues right now, just reported tractor-trailer wreck on 158. So that's Industrial Parkway in Saraland there at Catfish Junction. This would be the section of 158 that's between 65 and Highway 43. We'll get the latest on that coming up in just a little bit when we check back in with Kane. Now, y'all say good morning to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Cool one out there this morning. We got down in the 30s.
Yeah, we were down in the mid-30s, in fact, this morning. I mean, some areas could have been at or very close to the freezing point this morning. But we've got some clouds around, but those clouds should dissipate, and we'll end up with a sunny day, but cool. Yesterday, the high was about 60. Today, the best we'll do is about 55 degrees. So that's well below the normal, which is now up to 67 degrees. So you can see things are really changing as far as the normals are concerned. But only 55 today, and then tonight, another cold night, down to around 34, 35 degrees at daybreak tomorrow. Tomorrow, we start with a bit of a warming trend. It'll be sunny and about 62 for Friday. Looks good for Saturday, sunny and 65. And then Sunday, we should have plenty of sunshine and warming to the upper 60s, possibly to 70 degrees. On Monday, it's our next chance for some rain, but only a slight chance on Monday, and we'll get into the low 70s. The best chance, though, for some rain will be Tuesday and Tuesday night. Tuesday will be up around 75 degrees. So we've got some warm weather coming in early next week. But importantly, some dry weather for today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, that is really good news because you got to get these river stages down some. I know the Mobile River has crested, but it is kind of holding there at 17.1 feet. We get that down before the next bands of rain come in. And that rain you're talking about next week, is that just down here or is that upstate? That's what has a lot of people worried.
It looks like all of Alabama will be involved in the next weather system. So we've got a pretty good chance that we'll see some rain on Tuesday and Tuesday night. And by the way, so far for the month now, we're at 5.01 inches of rainfall. The normal is 5.12. So we're going to end up very, very close to normal for the month of February.
But I guess what we should explain there is people look at all, you know, all the talk about the flooding. They're seeing the video coming in. It's not the rain that falls here. It's what happens to our north, right?
And they've had quite a bit. Rainfall totals up through central and northern Alabama in many places are upwards of 15 inches or more so far for the month of February. So they're way, way above normal.
That's where it's that's where we're getting it from, y'all. It's coming from up there. Also, remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's probably a location close to them.
Yeah, we're always talking about a lot of weather statistics, and you'll find it in the almanac, along with the tide tables for this coming year. And a good location is the Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile, and also on the Eastern Shore, and also West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop by in Fairhope at the Autocraft Collision Center, and also Old Time Garden Supply.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, looking at the situation for folks in Saraland and Satsuma. Looking at a continued rise of Bayou Sara to near 8 feet through this weekend, and that's going to put more places. Right now it's at 7.9. If it goes to 8.3, they're saying Bayou Sara Avenue floods east of the east of 43. But there's already houses that are either flooded in where the people can't get in and out, they got to use boats, or they're getting right on the edge of getting water in it. I know they're cutting off power in some areas. Now that's been the story in Baldwin County up and down the river system. We know the issues affecting Mobile County. Then you've got those affecting Baldwin County, Monroe County, Clark County, Washington County, all dealing with this. And next week, more rain in the mix. Imagine that, 15-plus inches in central and northern Alabama so far in the month of February. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, we'll say we'll check in with what happened yesterday in Montgomery as the Alabama Senate Governmental Affairs Committee approved a bill that would eliminate the office of state auditor. Details coming up next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
The biggest threat to law enforcement? It's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig on the way. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report that starts off our Robert and Bobby Day around here. Of course, Bobby Abrascato, then Robert Kennedy Jr., and then Rob Holbert, all straight ahead this morning on Mobile Mornings. All right, story from Yellowhammer News says the Alabama Senate Governmental Affairs Committee on Tuesday approved a bill as substituted that would eliminate the office of the state auditor. The committee vote was 6-5. The bill, SB 83, now heads to the full Senate for consideration. Now, SB 83 would not affect the current office holder, State Auditor Jim Ziegler. As a constitutional amendment, the bill would go on the November general election ballot for referendum if passed by the legislature. Upon a successful referendum, SB 83 would go into effect the following Ziegler's current term. He is term limited. State Auditor's duties, appointments, and responsibilities would be transferred to the existing office of the State Treasurer. State Treasurer is a statewide elected position. Tuesday's committee action came after a committee last week carried the bill over for a second consecutive week. The original version of SB 83 would have transferred the state auditor's duties and responsibilities to the existing Department of Examiners and Public Accounts. Additionally, the state auditor's duty to make an appointment to each local board of registrars would have been transferred to the lieutenant governor's office. The substitution approved in the committee changed that important aspect of the bill. We'll talk more about this when Jeff Poore joins me this afternoon at 1 o'clock on Midday Mobile. 743, let's check news now from WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A medical clinic in Northwest Florida will be back open this morning after being closed for several hours on Wednesday. The White Wilson Medical Center in Fort Walton Beach shut down after a man who had recently traveled overseas came into the clinic with flu-like symptoms. The clinic contacted the Florida Department of Public Health amid concerns over the coronavirus. Anyone who experiences flu-like symptoms after traveling overseas should call the Public Health Department for instructions rather than going to a local medical clinic. Relatives of a 16-year-old girl killed in Biloxi say they thought the teens charged in her death were her friends. Biloxi police say 16-year-old Madison Harris was shot dead inside her own home. Officers confirmed the five suspects, ages 15 to 17, tried to rob her. TripAdvisor names Pensacola Beach one of the best beaches in America. Pensacola Beach took the fourth spot in the travel site's list. One review says the white sand squeaks as you walk. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problem problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingens Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingens Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a tough day in Birmingham yesterday for a couple of our local teams that are competing for AHSAA basketball state championships. On day 3 of the final 4 games, the 5A and 6A teams took the court. BC Rain's boys team lost to Bessemer City 64-55. Bessemer City will face Huffman on Saturday for the 6A title. And the LaFleur boys team fell in the 5A semifinals 49-44 to Fairfield. That means Fairfield will now take on Centerpoint for the 5A championship on Saturday. Today in 7A, we have the last semifinal games with McGill-Tulin's girls facing Spain Park at noon. Then the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. Tomorrow morning, the St. Luke's girls team plays Spring Garden for the 1A state championship. The T.R. Miller girls team will face Pisgah for the 3A title at 12:30, and the Williamson boys team will play Talladega for the 4A title at 5:45. In SEC basketball last night, Florida handled LSU 81-66. The Tigers have now lost 5 of their last 7 games. South Carolina beat Georgia in overtime 94-90. Arkansas crushed Tennessee 86-69. And Missouri got their first SEC road win of the season, beating Vanderbilt 61-52. At the NFL Combine in Indianapolis yesterday, the offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers all met with media. Former Auburn left tackle Prince Tega Wanoho had arthroscopic knee surgery and announced yesterday that he will not only miss combine workouts, but also won't be available to work out at Auburn's Pro Day next month. Wanoho plans to host a private workout for NFL teams in mid-April. Former Alabama right tackle Jedrick Wills is expected to be drafted in the first round of April's draft. Yesterday, he told media that he chose to go to Alabama in order to develop into an NFL player.
That was one of the reasons why I chose Alabama. I just felt like they were going to develop me to be the best offensive lineman I could be. And at the end of the day, they did their job. And I feel like I came in day in and day out to work and put in the work to be here. So.
When Wills is selected, he'll become only the 3rd Alabama right tackle under Nick Saban to be drafted. Former Georgia running back DeAndre Swift is one of the top backs in this year's draft. Yesterday, he told media that his toughness is one of the reasons a team should select him.
You got to be tough, You got to be willing, to attack no matter who's coming through that hole. I mean, that's part of the job. That's part of what I signed up for. So you got to be ready at all times.
Finally today, the fun begins at the Combine. Quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers will hold on-field workouts for teams. They're set to start at 3 p.m. on the NFL Network. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, vehicle fire now out at Theodore Dawes Road and ramp to I-10 westbound, but emergency vehicles are still there. Also at the Loxley exit, and they've had to reset the lights more than once at Moffitt Road and Wilmer Road. No new wrecks. We look good. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw up towards Saraland. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can find them on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer. We manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. It is a Thursday, and that's when we do this thing called the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need if you're heading to the water, which is all over the place. There's a lot more water than usual, or getting ready for maybe spring turkey season. They got the gear you want. They got the gear that works around here. Check them out. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and the Mobile Boat Show that is coming up March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The Guide's Corner returns to the Mobile Boat Show for another great year, bringing the best guides from the fishing world, from the outdoors world, to you at the Mobile Boat Show. Plus, you want to see that state record 9-point Wayne Edgeworth killed, the one that made all the Facebook pages. He's going to be here with his deer as well for you to see. Lots of stuff going on at the show. We'll talk about that going forward, and you'll be able to see this man right here from the A-Team, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, at the Guide's Corner. Good morning.
That's right. And you know what? Touch back on what you just said. You don't have to go very far to get to the water right now.
It is berserk, brother. It is absolutely berserk. And I've been watching it just trying to keep the water out of the floor of my camp up on the Tom Bigby. But when we talk about when the Barry steam plant reading goes up over 7, it really shuts down a lot of fishing. What about when it's 17.6?
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I've never seen it that high.
Me neither. It is crazy.
Around 10, it goes. Most of the fresh water goes out of the mouth of the bay and leaves the Mississippi Sound the water intact pretty well. When you get to 12, it starts flooding through down to the west around the west end of the island through the sound. When you get to this, it's just, I mean, it's fresh water everywhere. The good news is it kind of provides you with, if you want to catch trout, it kind of provides you with a captive audience because where the trout were pre-flood. They're not going out in the bay, so you have fish that are basically kind of trapped in these rivers, which is where they normally be during the winter anyway, but it's not like they can get out into the bay. And with that, you know, I'm happy to say I had a couple pretty good trips earlier this week. We caught some pretty decent numbers of trout, not even considering for February. I'm talking about for regular, any time, but when it's flooded during February, the numbers of fish we caught, we're really, really pleasantly surprised. Caught a lot of fish on the slick lure and caught a lot of fish, really a lot of fish on popping corks with voodoos underneath them. And so it was kind of a what I'd call kind of a, I don't know, almost like an early spring, late winter pattern or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, this is the time of year when the water temperatures are really cool. And, of course, a big talk is the fresh water, to where, you know, you got to be fishing and be in the right places when the fish are ready to bite. Because both of the trips I had earlier this week, we caught the majority of our fish in the first 2 or 3 hours of the trip, fishing the same areas, you know, 2 or 3 hours later into the trip. After we caught fish, it just literally shuts down.
But what is that feeding window? How do you decide on that feeding window?
Gosh, I wish I could tell you. I wish it was as something as simple as looking at a tide chart and saying, you know, we're going to have tidal movement. This is when they're going to bite. That's probably a big part of it. But if you look at your tide tables for earlier this week, there was no tide. I mean, there was zero water movement. And so it isn't tidal. I will tell you this, you know, if you want to hedge your bet, better be fishing at daybreak. Even during the winter, that's always going to be your best bite window. And we caught, on both of the trips I had earlier this week, we caught the majority of our fish in the first 2 or 3 hours of the trip, fishing right at daybreak. So I would recommend that. Now, we're going to start going into some tidal movement this weekend, and that's going to help. But, you know, the big key is, the only thing I could say is just, you know, be out on the water. Keep your eyes open for bait. That was a big key for us. And the other thing is, too, when you get 17 feet at Barry, you know, the tidal rivers, you know, that water actually backs up into those. So you kind of got to look around for some decent colored water. It's kind of backwards from what you normally think, to where typically when you get rainfall, you move down towards the mouth of the river, towards the bay. It's backwards now. You actually kind of want to move back up the rivers. And it's not hard to see when you start getting into some green water. It's so muddy at the mouths of the rivers, it's not hard to find where you start to get into some kind of salinity.
That's what surprised me. When you talked about slick lures, I figured, okay, this time of year, Bobby's going to be fishing deep and some deep holes where the salt water settled down. But you then said y'all were catching fish under corks with Voodoo. And so that tells me shallow.
I'm sorry?
That tells me it was shallow there.
Yeah, it was shallow. You know, and if you look back at earlier this week, you know, before today, and late yesterday, we really had these warmer conditions with cloud cover. We had a few days of warmer weather. And that's typically what they'll do during the winter, is you'll see them start to move out of the river channels. You know, after the day after the front, they'll be in the channels, and then they start to move up on the ledges and then even on the flats. You know, so that helps out a lot. Now, there's guys that actually are really good at grub fishing. I'm not one of them, that know how to do that deep water, you know, saltwater pocket fishing. It's just not what I do, because I'm not very good at it, so I don't do it, and I don't do it because I'm not very good at it. But the guys, and that's definitely probably more of the true pattern, and that's certainly a way to catch fish, you know, this time of year, too, when you have those big floods. Because you look at the deep water areas, you know, for example, the Mobile River, the Industrial Canal, the water on top of that, if you were a trout fisherman, you know, learning the way I did, you would never think about trout fishing in that kind of water. But there's guys that actually catch fish in that, because of what you just said, there's a layer of salinity down deep.
All right, let's talk about this. If somebody wants to get a trip booked, because the rivers eventually will fall and spring will be here, so if they want to get a trip with the A-Team, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got, you know, a couple of different ways to get in touch with us there. And if you are thinking about it, we can walk you through some good tides and moons and that sort of thing. And like you just said, the rivers are crested, so hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel here.
And it's not a train.
Yeah, it's not a train. Right.
We can hope. Captain Bobby, as always, man, I appreciate it. We'll check back with you soon, and we'll see you at the Guide's Corner at the Mobile Boat Show.
Sounds good, old buddy. Have a good weekend.
As always, a pleasure to talk to Captain Bobby Abrascato, one of our many guides that will be live at the Mobile Boat Show the 6th, 7th, and 8th for our Guide's Corner, plus all kind of good. We got the floating keychains to give you this year and the huggers and all that good stuff. Love to see you when you come on out. And the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, the gear Captain Bobby uses, the gear that works around here. Pick up from our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next right here on Mobile Mornings.